Happy Friday at 5. It is time for Local Artist Showcase here on The Q. This is the show where I feature some of WNC's best local talent and some of the awesome venues that support them. And I'm excited because I've got a couple of new venues and the return of a few festivals and things to talk about in today's show. It's another busy weekend here in Western North Carolina. And man, I think we've got the perfect weather shaping up for it. Seems like last week everybody was a little bit like taking a break after the busy Labor Day weekend, but we are back in full swing with a ton of shows to tell you about. Before I jump in, though, I want to thank our sponsors, which are J&M Farms, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, Oklahoma Brewing Company, and the Purple Onion down in Saluda. You can tune into the show when it airs live every Friday at 5 p.m., or you can listen to the re-airing every Saturday at noon. If you miss the show when it airs, you can go to WTZQ.com for up to a week after the show is posted, which is on Fridays. And you can tune in there. You just click on the Programs tab, click on Local Artist Showcase, and then you'll find the link on that page. If you are an artist or a venue, I am always looking for new musicians to feature. I'm always looking for, maybe you've been featured on the show before, and I'm always looking for new music to feature. It's I'll let you in on a little secret. It's very helpful if I've got multiple songs by artists to be able to pick from. That way I potentially, maybe, just maybe, will feature you a little bit more often. That way I'm not feeling like I'm putting in the same song all the time. So if you have music that you want to send my way, feel free. Don't be shy to send me a bunch at a time. I could just download all of them and have them in our system to kind of choose from. So artists, give me a shout at 1600@WTZQ.com. Same thing goes for venues. Let me know what your live music schedule is and send that my way. All right. Like I said, very busy week here in town, so I want to go ahead and kick things off. Highway 52 is back at the Purple Onion on Thursday, the 18th. At 7:30. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased online at purpleonionsaluda.com. This is a song of theirs called The Storm.
Storm, she's blowing tonight. ship was pitching to and fro as the storm gathered on. The crew were all praying for a safe journey home. The sky began to open and the sea turned glass. 30 hours later, the storm had passed at last. We'll go back to our harbor, we'll go back to our home. We'll go back to our families now that the storm has gone. And the captain shouted to his crew, come all you fine young men. The storm is nigh upon us, so let the work begin. Batten down the hatches and close the portals tight. The storm's just blowing tonight. The storm she's blowing
something special when you sit behind the wheel. You won't get too excited, and it doesn't make you feel. It's just a gold-toned Camry, and I'm not the only one. I have a gold-toned Camry. It's over 10 years old, and it will still be running hard when other cars are cold. And you might think you see me when you're driving in your own, but there's just so many like it. How could you ever know? Oh, I would not call it sporty. No, I would not say it's fun. It's just a gold-toned Camry, and I'm not the only one.
That was Camry by Jeff Michaels. Jeff Michaels Folkadelic is going to be performing at Oscar Blues on Friday the 12th from 6 to 8. That's tonight, I guess, if you are listening tonight. It seems crazy to me that it is already the 12th of September. I know I constantly say how quick I feel this year is going. I just can't get over it. So you're just going to have to listen to me continue to say that. I wanted to quickly read a quick note here that Jeff sent my way. He is going to have Paul McIntyre on violin, which Paul has performed in many local variations of different bands. Paul is an absolutely fantastic violin player, so if you've not had the pleasure of hearing Paul, this is a great opportunity to do so. Tyler Matthews on drums, another great local musician, as well as Sam Barker, all fantastic local musicians. Sam's playing bass. So go check this out. Oscar Blues is also a, that's one of the breweries that I often forget about because I unfortunately don't make it down to the Brevard area nearly enough, but that is a really cool local brewery spot. And yeah, that's a, it's a great time to go and check it out, especially with the kind of fall weather we've been having. I would bet they're probably going to be outside for the show. So go check that out. That is tonight at Oscar Blues from 6 to 8. And then, of course, before that was The Storm by Highway 52. They are at the Purple Onion on Thursday, the 18th, starting at 7:30. And tickets for that show are $10 at purpleonionsaluda.com. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I will be right back.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Aklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Oklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next, it is Hustle Souls because they are performing at the next Rhythm and Brews. I can't even believe that it feels like the last Rhythm and Brews was just last week, but here we are. It's another Rhythm and Brews. And again, in my continuing saga of time is moving so fast. Caitlin Crisco and The Broadcast are the headliners for Thursday night. Hustle Souls will be opening. Both are fantastic local bands. Caitlin Crisco and The Broadcast more and more have become regional and even national, and I think even international. I've seen them performing all over the place. But both bands are local to this area, so it's really cool to see that. I'm really happy that that has been more the theme this year, is picking some more regional bands to perform at these shows. So this is a great one to go check out. Headliners take the stage at 7:30. Openers take the stage at 5:30. And things usually start to kind of kick off around 5:15 or so. So would love to see you. If you've not made it out to a Rhythm and Brews this season, come on out. I'm, of course, recording this. You know, we don't know what Thursday is going to look like weather-wise really quite yet. It's a little funny, though, because I swear every single Rhythm and Brews we're all, and this is the case every year, not just this year, but I swear we're always, like, sitting here, like, with our fingers crossed, hoping it's not going to rain. There's something about the third Thursday that just seems to be cursed when it comes to the rain, or maybe that's just summers in the South for you, but hopefully the weather will be great for it. And even if it isn't, I could tell you one of my favorite Rhythm and Brews that I went to, it was raining at and everybody was just out dancing in getting soaking wet in their rain jackets and everything. This was a year or two ago and it actually was a great time. So, you know, there's only two more left if you count this one. So I would highly recommend making an effort to come out to this one, especially because once they're gone, it feels like forever before they come back. So again, that is this Thursday, the 18th, and I'm going to play a song from the opener. This is Hustle Souls with their song, Writing on the Wall.
In the wind, but I'm not listening. So gets lost in the lost in the lost in the echo. But you only speak the truth. But mama, I'm tired of the blues. They get lost in the lost in the lost in the echo.
Single mall chaser, felt like doing
That was called Not My Turn by Myron Hyman. He is performing at Burnt Shirt Vineyards this Saturday the 13th from 11:30 to 2:30. And I'm putting a little asterisk beside that because that is what's posted. I haven't ever seen Burnt Shirt do a show that early, so I would just double check that, make sure it wasn't a typo before you head over there. But that's what I saw posted. So it's, again, Myron Hyman at Burnt Shirt Vineyard, Saturday the 13th from 11:30 to 2:30. And I would say it wouldn't be a bad idea to potentially just call ahead and double check that that is the case. Only because I haven't ever seen a show posted that early before, but I can only give you what I read. So before that was Hustle Souls with their song Writing on the Wall. They're going to be at Rhythm and Brews on Thursday the 18th. They are the opener for Caitlin Crisco and the broadcast. So hope to see you at Rhythm and Brews next Thursday. I'll be emceeing, by the way, another reason to come on out and hang out with us. I'm going to take a quick break here, and then when I get back, we'll squeeze in a couple more songs. I've got some exciting ones at some different venues to tell you about here in just a bit, so stay tuned in.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Ocklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase. Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next, I was excited to see this because I can't remember the last time, if ever, that I have seen a house concert in Henderson County. This was something that was really big when I was booking for bands out in Nashville. I kind of got introduced to the house concert world. It was something that I wasn't really used to seeing because it wasn't really something that was big in this Henderson County area when I was growing up and when I was playing over here. And I didn't realize how big of a circuit and how big of a thing it was until I started kind of booking for different artists and realized that this is its own, so separate from venues where that's a thing that's open to the public and, you know, they're selling different stuff, and this is such a different thing. So if you're not familiar, if you haven't been to a house concert, it's kind of a cool concept. Basically, people open up their homes and host a musician And so it's a really intimate setting to go and see a local artist. Sometimes there's a ticket. Sometimes there's a suggested donation, which is the case here. I would highly recommend, if you're going to go to this, plan on tipping the musician and plan on paying the suggested donation. This concert that's happening in town is with Mr. Jimmy and Bill Loftus. They're doing a tribute to the blues, and this is taking place at Jim Anderson's house. You can call ahead. This will be on Saturday the 13th from 2 to 4:30. There is a $20 suggested donation for the musicians. If you are interested in RSVPing, you can text 243-5839. Of course, area code 828. So that is 828-243-5839. As a reminder, if you are listening to this live and you're driving or you weren't able to write that number down fast enough, again, remember, this episode is posted on our website, WTZQ.com. Just click on the Programs tab, click on Local Artist Showcase. You'll find the link to the show there. And we're, you know, a little over halfway through the show, so just fast forward through the show until you get to this point if you need that phone number again. So again, for me, this was kind of a weird concept at first. I was like, who goes to like a stranger's house to go see live music? But it is a really cool concept. And so I'm excited to see that this is happening in town. It's basically the point of what I'm trying to get at. So again, Saturday the 13th, Mr. Jimmy and Bill Loftus, a tribute to the blues from 2 to 4:30, $20 suggested donation. And you could text 828-243-5839 for the address and to RSVP. I unfortunately don't have a song that both Mr. Jimmy and Bill Loftus are performing on, so I'm going to grab one of Mr. Jimmy's. This is A Long Way from Juliet.
I'm stuck in Buffalo. There's 5 feet of snow. My bags are all packed. I just wanna get home. They shut down the interstate, closed the airport too. I wanna get back to my baby. What's a man gotta do? It's a long way from Joliet. It's a long way from my sweet Jeanette. Made it to Cleveland, then it started to rain. Coming down cats and dogs, this storm is insane. The bridge is out, at Dead Man's Curve. I had to slam on the brakes when I started to swerve. It's a long way from Joliet, it's a long way from my sweet Jeanette. Ohio Turnpike, my car broke down. I should have paid attention to that clicking sound. Stuck in Toledo for 2 or 3 days. They have to order the part, is what the man says. It's a long way from Joliet, it's a long way from my sweet Jeanette. Stopped. I was doing 90 in a 60, said the traffic cop. I need you to come and get me, bring $500 bail. I'm at 26 in California, at the Cook County Jail. It's a long way from Joliet. It's a long way from my sweet Jeanette.
Head down like a good boy till you're so tired they wait.
That was Skeeto's Ghost with their song Kaboom. They are going to be at Mills River Brewing on Saturday the 13th, starting at 2 o'clock. I'm going to take a quick break here, and when I get back, I will talk about a couple honorable mentions and finish out the show with a couple more songs. Stay tuned in.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Have you been to the corner at J&M Farms? They now have live music 6 nights a week. J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for fun, laughter, and unforgettable memories. So whether it's the Cornhole League, Music Bingo, or Sip and Paint parties, they have the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. Enjoy Sissy's Food Truck with barbecue, burgers, and tasty daily specials. A full bar, 14 beers on tap, wine, and cider. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey, Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing. Hey, we're right here in your beautiful downtown brewing up something special with locally sourced ingredients. And there's always something happening here. There's live music 6 nights a week, team trivia on Tuesdays, and don't forget about our bluegrass jam every Wednesday. Ocklawaha Brewing isn't just a brewery. We're a community hub, so please drop by, enjoy a pint with some great food and amazing tunes. We can't wait to welcome you. Cheers!
Welcome to the last segment of Local Artist Showcase. Before we jump into the next song and artist that I'm featuring, I wanted to give a little love to some of our sponsors and mention a couple of shows that I'm not going to have a chance to play music for. First up, The Purple Onion. Tomorrow, Saturday the 13th, they have Cottle Creek starting at 8 p.m. That is a $10 show. And again, you can purchase tickets online at purpleonionsaluda.com. Moving over to J&M Farms, I will be talking about tonight's artist here in just a second, but tomorrow they've got two shows. They have Old Am playing from 2 to 5, and then they have the Black Leaf Band performing from 6 to 9. And then on Sunday, they'll have Roots and Door starting at 2. Happening at Ocklawaha this weekend, on Friday, Human Nip is performing from 8 until 11. And then on Saturday, Kayla McKinney is performing from 8 until 11. That is a $5 cover. And then on Sunday, Clouds of Delusion are performing from 3 to 6. A couple other shows I wanted to tell you about. This was a interesting one that I would not have expected to see. The Etowah Meat Depot. Yes, you heard me right. Located at 97 Etowah Park Road. They have their grand opening with live music by Lefty Carmine. So that will be from 7 to 9. The ribbon cutting, though, is at noon. So I don't really have much information outside of that. I'm not totally sure what they've got going on over at the Etowah Meat Depot. I'm hoping as they open, there'll be a little bit more information about that. But if you're as curious as I am, go check it out Saturday night. And please report back if you go over there. Send me a message through the app. Let me know what it was like. I'm very curious. I would never expect a meat depot to be a place for live music. Unless I'm imagining kind of a meat locker situation, but maybe I'm mistaken on that. So definitely curious to know your thoughts if you happen to go on Saturday night. I would go if I was not playing myself, which I'll tell you about later on in the show. Last one I want to tell you about before getting to our next artist. I think this will be exciting for our audience. If you like what you hear on the queue, chances are you're going to really enjoy this show. Also on Saturday, Trailside Brewing has Twist and Shout, a rock and roll party featuring Steve Weems and the Decades, also known as Steve Weems and the Caribbean Cowboys. That's the version of that that you probably know the most. But Steve is a fantastic musician with a real talent for spanning so many different decades, and he can do so many different types of tribute shows. So this is going to be one that is a whole lot of Beatles songs mixed in with some 50s, 60s, 70s hits as well. So again, if you like listening to The Queue, chances are you're going to love this show. So go check it out. That's over at Trailside Brewing. This was such a fun show to book for them. Trailside has been one of my clients for a very long time, with my booking business, Hummingbird Entertainment. And so it's exciting to be able to see some of these shows that I book months and months and months in advance come to fruition and finally come around. So I know this is one they're very much looking forward to. So go check it out. That's from 6 to 9 on Saturday over at Trailside. All righty. Without further ado, our next artist is a local favorite, Hope Griffin. She is going to be at J&M Farms tonight, Friday the 12th at 6 p.m. And she'll be at Souther Williams on Sunday the 14th starting at 2. This is a song of Hope's called Road Trip.
Take your boots and
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment. Last but certainly not least, Colin Sheek with his Tom Petty cover of You're So Bad. He is going to be performing at the Beer Garden on Friday tonight, the 12th, starting at 6 o'clock. Speaking of the Beer Garden, a shameless plug, Andrew Thelston and I, or as y'all have dubbed us, the Q2, are performing over at the Beer Garden on Saturday from 4 to 7. So you got two great chances to see some great live music this weekend over at the Beer Garden. That is my only show this weekend, but it's a biggie, and I'm excited to be back performing with Andrew. And we are constantly adding new music to our set. So if you have heard us play before, you will get to hear some new songs because we're constantly adding stuff. So come on out. It's going to be a great time. Again, that's 4 to 7 on Saturday at the Beer Garden. Once again, I want to say a huge thank you to our awesome sponsors, including the Purple Onion in Saluda, Oklawaha Brewing Company, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, J&M Farms, and Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series. Tune in to the show again tomorrow at noon. If you're listening on Friday, it airs every Friday at 5, re-airs every Saturday at noon. You can also stream it throughout the week at WTZQ.com. If you are an artist or a venue, give me a shout at 1600@WTZQ.com. Send me MP3s and WAV files of your music. Let me know what exciting things you got coming up, like big shows. Let me know about album releases, single releases, anything you have coming up that you want help spreading the word about. Make sure you include that in the email. Venue, same thing. Let me know what your live music schedule looks like coming up. With that, I hope you have a great weekend. Get out there, see some live music, support live music. We're getting ready to head into the slower season, so this time of year is especially important for both musicians and local music venues. There's always a little bit of trepidation as we go into the winter months, as it does tend to slow down a little bit. So still we got quite a few weekends before that happens, but your support is always appreciated. So thank you for supporting local music. Thanks for supporting this show. And I will see you next week. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned.
And listen local.